Good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is willing to be attentive this morning. You know, God is so very wonderful. He gives us eyes to see. And He gives us ears to hear. But do you know He made us a free will agent? Free will. We can choose whether to see or not see. And we could choose this morning to hear or not hear. I hope everybody's willing. I hope everyone here is willing to hear this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank You for this day. For Father, You said that You will to do, to live, and you have Your presence in our being. We have come here to do Thy will, O God. We pray You strengthen us this morning, that we be diligent to hear what the Spirit is saying to His people. Give us an understanding heart today, Lord. Give us the ability to hear what is in Your heart, Lord. And may You flow through me, and that You flow through Brother Raymer today as well. And that, God, that Your name would be lifted up. We thank You in Your precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Just a few amens.
Amen.
I didn't hear very many amens over here.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
This side's louder than this side. Let's try one more time.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Oh, that's a lot better. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I want to start off with really what was given at the very beginning of the conference. Brother Jijoki began to share about a new covenant. And he read that new covenant in the book of Hebrews. And I would like to read it today in the book of Jeremiah. Because the Apostle Paul reiterated what was in the Word of God in the book of Jeremiah. So if we can turn, how many of you have Bibles here this morning? Raise your hands if you have Bibles. Okay. Boy, we need to have Bibles here. Raise them up again. I want to see. Raise them up high. All right, about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13, 14. This young man back there has the Word of God with him. 15, 16, my goodness, approximately 24 Bibles here. As the Word was this morning, we need the Word of God. If you have your Bibles in your home and you did not bring them, you should bring them every time that you come to a meeting. Because God's Word teaches us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So those of you that do not have a Bible here this morning, we ask that you pay close attention to what is being read. So you can hear the Word of God. Do we have someone here that will read the Word in your language? You will read it?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Daniel.
Okay, praise God. Jeremiah chapter 31. Please turn your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 31. And I will read it first in English. And then Brother Allen, if you will read it in your translation, please. Praise the Lord. Starting in verse 31. And going to verse 34. Behold, the days cometh, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days. Now, according to the Word, after those days, that means this time is the days that we are in. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, hallelujah, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, that is their sin, and I will remember their sin no more. Amen.
Dili sama sa tugot sa gibuhat ko uban sabat sa ilang mga mahal sa adlaw magdaga ko sila sa mabo sa pagpagulat kanila gikan sa yuta sa Ehipto na maong tugot ilang gilabas bisan ako mao ang ilang bana nagayon ang Ginoo apan kini mao ang tugot na pagbuhaton ko uban sa balay sa Israel tapos niyato mga adlawa nagayon ang Ginoo ibutan ko ang akong kasubuan sa ilang sunod ang nabahin o pihat sa ilang singkasing. Kini isulat ko, o ako mahimong ilang Diyos, o sila mahimong akong katawan. O sila nilin na gayon magkundo o tagsatag sa katao sa ilang isang katao, o ang tagsatag sa katao sa ilang isuo sa pag-ingon. Iruhon mo ang Ginoo, kay silang tanan na nagpakaila ka na ko. Ikan sa labing utay, kanila nagto sa labing lagko kanila, nagayon ang Ginoo. Kay baga sa iluan ko ang ilang kasalanan o dili na gayon ginumluman ko ang ilang mga
sala. Amen. Amen. As we were learning in this conference, The Lord has a new covenant and a new temple. And He's talking that you are the new temple. And God wants to live inside of you. God wants to speak to you. Just as I'm speaking here to you today. Do you know, the word says that there is one that sticketh closer than a brother. How many of you have very good close friends?
Huh?
Raise your hands if you have close friends. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
There is one that wants to be even closer than your close friend. It's Jesus. Not only is He called our brother, but He's God who has made heavens and earth. I can't even begin to fathom the fact that how much He loves me, that He would come to me and not only speak to me, but desire to live within me. And He doesn't just live with me when we come together. He's with me 24 hours a day. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Can we praise God for that? I want to ask a question here. And only raise it if you really understand what I'm saying. How many of you here in this room are born again? Raise your hand. If you understand what I'm saying, and you have a born again experience, praise the Lord. Now to those that didn't raise their hands, that's okay. Because God wants to speak to you that you become born again. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, I did not become born again till I was 26 years of age. In fact, the Philippines, where you dwell, was very similar to the place where I grew up. I grew up in a city that was 90% Roman Catholic. I was raised under Roman Catholicism. I was raised in a Roman Catholic grade school. We were taught what to do and what not to do. We were taught the Bible stories, which were good. We were taught about God and His Son, Jesus Christ. But there was one thing they never taught me, that I needed to be born again. In fact, the Roman Catholicism teaches you that once you are born, that now you are in the Church of God. Isn't that true? Roman Catholicism, when you are baptized as a baby, they say you have been baptized into Christ. Well, if that was true for me, I would have not have been what I was growing up. I was a sinner. I knew in my mind that there was a God. I knew, according to what I was taught, that God had a son, Jesus Christ. But I did not have him here in my inward parts. So I went about my day-to-day life and living according to what I felt was right. And of course, being a sinner, you know, I did what all sinners did. Do you know what all sinners do? Sinners sin.
Come on.
Everyone out there, they sin. And they habitually sin. They can't help it. That's why as Christians, we should never get upset with sinners. They can't help themselves because they are doing what their nature is to sin. But the church of God is different. As we have been going over the word the last few days, we were seeing that the church realm is so low down. And its structure and its organization is not according to the Word of God. That's why we were learning about the pastor system is not scriptural. We don't go to the pastor to seek his approval. We don't go to the pastor because he's the man of God. Because the Bible teaches us there is only one mediator between God and man, and it's the man Christ Jesus. And the false teachings of the Roman Catholicism Church the Christian church realm out here has the same errors. They may teach you certain basic principles that you need to have Jesus as your Savior. They may teach you about salvation, but they do not teach you about the saving of your soul. You see, you are a three-part being. Spirit, soul, and body. Your soul comprises of four parts. The first is your mind. Everybody here have a mind?
Yes.
Amen. We hope so. Amen. The other part of your soul is your desires,
emotions,
and your will.
Ang atong mga pagbati ug hantod ng atong naging kabuhaton.
This is the place that God wants to dwell here.
Gusto ang Dios nga mopuyo siya dinhi.
In your soul.
Diha sa atong kinauyogan.
As we were reading in Jeremiah, he says, I will put my laws into their heart and into their mind. Hallelujah. God wants to make himself real in your soul. Hallelujah. I want to share something interesting with you. The Lord came to me in the night season about 10 days ago. And we were in a big, huge meeting place like this. And I recognized a couple individuals there. In fact, the one individual I recognized was Sister Pavelina Davis. And as I looked upon the people of God, I said, God, what do you want to feed your people? Do you know God wants to feed us? Is that true? We need natural food to live. But we need spiritual food to live forever. So as I looked upon the people, I said, oh God, what can we feed your people? And the Lord said to me, He said, you need to teach my people to discern. To discern. What would that word be in your language? To discern. It means to be able to perceive or to understand. It means the ability to reach into an area that you do not see. We look around right now and we see what? The natural, right? But there are other realms here that we do not see. Do you know heaven is here also? And do you know that hell is here also? Oh, someone wasn't so readily to say yes. The word always explains the word of God. In the book of Job, it says there came a day when the sons of God gathered themselves together. And Satan was there also. Amen.
Amen.
Now, who are the sons of God? The word says us. It says, beloved. Now are we the sons of God? And it does not, what does it say? Yet appear what we shall be. Hallelujah. But this we know, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Ginhi makita gyud nato siya og busa madaya gyud nato og ginhi sa tong mga kinabuhi ang iyang pagkasya.
And every man that has this hope in him. How many of you have that hope to be a son of God? Just a few? A number? Praise the Lord. It says, and every man that has this hope in him purifieth himself as he is pure. So Job says that when the sons of God gathered themselves together, Satan was also in their midst. So we come together as sons of God. But do you realize that Satan is also here wanting to tempt us? Have any of you had a wrong thought since you entered this building? Have any of you been frustrated with your children since you came into this building? So we see that the devil is also working in a realm where God is here to work. Hallelujah. Now the Word of God teaches us, he says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. The Bible also teaches us we war not against flesh and blood. But against principalities and powers, rulers of wickedness in high places. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Seems like there's disturbance all around. You know, it's important when the Word of God is going forth to listen. You know, we're talking about the devil in our midst. It's a demonstration. You know, the devil is one who distracts, to rob, to steal, and to destroy. But God is wanting to impart something to you here this morning. He wants you to have life, and life more abundantly. And as the word was, you know, the dream that I had, he said, teach my people to discern. Now when you go into the Word of God, which we will, we're going to see why we need to discern. If we go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. It says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
Kaya lang kaniya kini mga binuha o siya dili arang magsabot kini tungod kay kini ugod kinahanglan magpagtugkaron sa espirituhanon nga bahin.
Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned.
Dili sila ang mga taong kalibutanon dili sila makasabot sa pulong sa Dios tungod kay ginatugkad magud kini Dios sa espirituhanong kapatugkad.
So we see that natural man cannot receive the things of God.
Mao makita nato nga mga tawhanon nga mga paagi dili kin makadawat sa mga butang nga iya.
We have to open our hearts in order to receive something that is spiritual and not natural.
Mao nang gikinahanglan nato nga atong aplihan atong makasingkasing og makabatong kita ko sa kakabaguhan aron nga masabtan og madawat nato ang mga butang sa Dios.
Now in the Old Testament there was a nation that had its capital city called Nineveh.
Dunay gisulat dinhi sa kalugar nga Nineveh.
And this city was a very wicked city. And God sent a prophet Jonah to speak the word of God to them. Because God was going to destroy the city. But you know what God said about that city of Nineveh? He said that they were so ignorant they couldn't discern their right hand from their left hand. So when we're talking about discerning, it's seeing something in the spiritual and not in the natural.
Kinahanglan na makita ang Diyos nato kung unsa kining mao mga butanga diha sa espirituhanong bahin sa kinabuhi.
Now this was a prosperous city.
Apan bisan pa man yana kining siyudad.
A wealthy city.
But a
very sinful city.
Ang problema lang kay daghan ang dautan.
And yet God's mercy on the city was to bring the word of God to them. And the word that God sent to Jonah to say to the city was to repent, for God was going to destroy the city if they did not repent. Do you know what that city did? When they heard the word of God, beginning from the king on down, they proclaimed a fast for, what was it, 3 days? They heard the word of God and repented. And God had mercy upon them and did not destroy their city. They had the ability to discern that man that had come from God.
Dito nakabaton sila sa pagila nga diay katong tawhana gikan gayud sa Dios o tinuod gayud ang iyang mensahe.
You know, the church age today is in great trouble.
Abi niya mag-eksunan ang kasimbahanan karon na ay dakong kasamok.
And when I say church age, I'm talking about those that have received Christ as their Savior. Because the people of God in this time cannot discern the way God would want them to discern in this hour. If a man came in here and began to preach, and the man had sin and darkness in his life, the church should be able to discern what spirit he came in. Jesus said one thing, brethren. He said, many will come in my name. And some will say, here is Christ or there is Christ. He said, but believe it not. "For lo, the kingdom of God is within you." Do you remember we were reading about Jeremiah and the new covenant he will make with the house of Israel after those days? When we talk about him writing his laws in our heart, it's not like writing on a board. He's saying he's coming, his presence into our mind and into our heart. So by that presence within you, that you can be able to discern his presence without. There's a lot of deception that is going on in the church. And many are falling away because they do not discern the Spirit of God nor His body. God wants to bring discernment to His church, whether they're young or old. Hallelujah. Why do we need to discern? Let us turn to the book of Ezekiel 44. Now, Ezekiel was a priest of God in the time of captivity when the Jews, their nation was destroyed and ceased to exist, and they were taken into captivity in the country of Babylon. And the people of God had gone far away from God. And Ezekiel was here, this book of Ezekiel was speaking of the word of God, that God was bringing a correction and chastisement to the people of God. And in verse 23, it says here, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean." Hallelujah.
Huwag tumuha nila ang akong katawahan sa kalainan sa balaan o sa mahugaw, o ipailan nila ang kalainan sa mahugaw o sa malinis.
You see, in order to discern, you need another spirit besides your own spirit to discern the Word of God. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit. Remember, we're a three-part being: spirit, soul, and body. And listen to me, brethren. In John chapter 1, it says that Jesus lit every man that comes into the world. He lights every man. Do you know what that means? He gives every man a spirit. Now, everyone in here has a body, I assume. Right? Alan, do you have a body? Wait a second, let me see. Let me touch you. Oh, yes. I not only see it, I can touch his body, right? But you know, Alan isn't just a one part being, he's a three part being. He has a soul. Right, Alan?
Yes.
Does that mean you? Do you have a mind, Alan?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're thinking, you're reading, right? So the body is responding to the mind. You have desires, don't you, Alan? You have emotions. You have a will. Now, if I was a surgeon and I wanted to operate on Alan,
and I wanted to
find his soul and his spirit. All right. You know, in the United States, we have what are called coroners, you know. When a person dies, they open them up and they do an autopsy. They find out why did the person die. And they will find, probably, if it was Alan, no, I don't want to... Let's, if they just put someone there. Alan's still alive. We won't make him dead. We want Alan alive. All right. So they do an autopsy, and they'll find a heart. They'll find a liver. They'll find a lungs. But they will never find the soul. The soul is on a different frequency. Now, that is one frequency that you are. The Bible tells us that when a man dies, his body returns to the earth. The spirit goes back to God. And the soul stands before God in judgment.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
All right. Now, any man out there in that whole world that is living right now is a three-part being. And John chapter 1 says that He, God, lights every man that comes into the world. He gives him a spirit.
Oh, maulagi kita sa Juan kapitulo 1, nagisgot ang Diyos na ang tao, itugutan niya.
That's what separates man from the beast of the sea and the beast of the land.
Gani ang tao, pinasahid siya. Lahit ang katong mga mananak, lahit ang katong tao.
Do you know what that spirit is that God gives every man?
Nahibalo ba kita sa kanilang espiritu ang gihatag sa Diyos sa batang tao?
He gives them a conscience. A conscience. A conscious, yes. That is part of his spirit.
Conscience.
All right? Do you know God puts that in man that he can at least know that he's inexcusable when he stands before God, that he can't say, nobody ever taught me. Because there's something in you that at least teaches you the basic from right and wrong. I hope everyone is paying attention. Praise the Lord. You know, I believe it's important to hear the Word of God. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. Do you know, brethren, before I was saved, before I became born again and received Christ as my Savior, I knew where I was at. I knew the difference between what I did that was right and what I did was wrong. But you know what I did? I had the right to choose whether to do right or wrong. And therefore, I chose to do wrong. And I knew that I was a sinner.
Oh, ipiligin niya pagbuhatong din ni Mayo. Kunyada, nagpakadautan ka siya.
God makes each man and each woman a free will agent. He gives you the ability to decide what you are going to submit yourself to. Now, even as we are three-part being, our soul was dead from the time of the garden.
Ang atong kalag, mga patay pa kita itong panahon na dito sa garden.
It says, by one man did sin enter into the world.
Kay pinagi sa pagkasala sa isang katao, nahimong nakasulod ang sala sa tibuok kalibutan.
So then man fell into darkness because of the sin of Adam and Eve.
Muna hinugda, o muna sinugdanan din ang tao nakasala tungod kang Adam o kang Eve.
Yet God, it was God's responsibility to provide a deliverance.
Responsibilidad man sa Dios na maluwas ang tao naghimo sa pagkakataon.
That's why he sent his son Jesus, who was without sin, to shed his blood for us who were bound in sin. Because God did not intend when he made man to dwell in darkness, but to dwell in the light. That's why each one of us needs Jesus Christ. Not only to save us from our sins, which he does when we become born again, because if you are not born again, you're bound for hell. The Bible teaches us that unless we are born again, we cannot even see the kingdom of God. And I believe God is knocking at the doors of your heart if you have not received Christ as your Savior and Lord. Brethren, I just want to share with you. 2 months before I became born again, I sat there and all of a sudden everything in my life came before me. And I did not know God was there helping me. But I determined and I knew at that moment, and I knew I was not going to heaven. How did I know? I knew what was going on inside of me. I knew what was going on in my thinking. I knew what was going on in my desires and my will. And they were so far from God.
But
you know, at that moment, I had 2 children. We were married.
And
my oldest was a girl. Her name is Stacy. She was 6 years old. And we just had our second child, which was a son. He was 6 months old. And as I looked and I realized I was not bound for heaven but bound for hell, you know, that was bad enough in itself. But I was so deadened by sin in my life. I was so deadened. I was dead in sin.
Nihagyod sa iyang kinabuhi usap. Wala magiging patay magiging siya tungod sa iyang pagpakasala.
I didn't even care.
O niya, wala lang ito.
I just, oh well, I have no hope.
Wala siya paglaam tungod kay isa kung sa ako niya maotong ito ang makuha.
But at that same moment, I looked down where my children were at my feet.
Apang isang pamalitong panahon, naghilugtok siya iyang gitanong iyang mga anak.
And it was probably the most sincerest prayer I ever made in 26 years.
Ngayon panahon na, tulad sa 26 katuig, mapagipin pag-angpo niya na seryoso kayo siya.
I said, but I want something better for my children.
Oh, ningon siya siyang kagalingon na kinahanglan niyo po mga mayong butang para sa akong mga anak.
God of all the universe heard me.
Ang Diyos na tagiya sa universo nakadungog sa iyong pag-angpo.
And he sent an evangelist to my house.
Ipadalhan sa ebanghelista mag-eksyonan ang bumaliba dito sa ilang balay.
And 2 months later, this evangelist came.
Oh, rakatuig mila audaka bulan ang milabay.
And in all my 26 years of being a Roman Catholic, he just asked me something very simple but yet very profound. He said, George, he said, do you know that God is real? I said, well, I think so.
He said,
no. He says, more than what you think, that God is in a church building or in statues. He said, do you know God is as real as you or me here is right now? Something quickened in me at that moment. I did not know at that time as I spoke with the man. But I began to be convicted of things that I was speaking that night to him. And I began to even speak to him intimate things about where I was going, or I should say not going, as far as heaven was concerned.
Dito na itong panahon ng mga eksyonan, daghan na iyang ipamulong niya itong sa kamagwawali, may tungod sa kahimtang siyang kinabuhi, kung asa sa paingon, o sa mga dapit nga diri siya makakto.
There was the Spirit of God that had come down into our midst of my house that night.
Nilihok ang Espiritu sa Ginoo, dito sa iyang panimalan niya itong kagabiyon.
And began to convict me of sin.
O, ipasabot siya, may tungod sa iyang pagkatao o sa iyang kinasuluran bahin sa mga sala ngayon.
Now the Bible tells us that no man can come to the Father except for first God draws him.
No walay tao nga makaadto sa amahan gawas kung siya pagapilion.
I'm telling you right now, God does not condemn you for your sin, but God wants to save you from your sin. Whether there are those of you here in this room that are not born again, or those of you who have at one time received Christ as your Savior, He is in the business of delivering us from all sin and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Well, that night as we talked some more, he asked me one more question before he left. And he said, he reiterated what our conversation was before about God being real.
na sabtan ba nimo kung ang pulong sa Dios o sa akong gisulti nga ang Dios tinuod?
But he said to me, he says,
George,
my wife was there also, so he challenged both of us. He says, do you want to know the reality of God? Hallelujah. Did I want to know the reality of God?
Gusto ba siya na masayod sa pagkatibukan, sa pagkatinood sa Diyos?
I didn't know anything about God.
Wala siya nasabtan, may tumulong
sa pagkatinood. But God was wooing my heart that night.
Nabisan pa ang Diyos.
And I...
Nagpaduog yun ang maayos siya kasing-kasing itong gabi o na.
And I responded, I said, yes. Yes.
Oh,
I want to know the reality of God. Hallelujah. We prayed a simple prayer. I didn't pray. I didn't know how to pray.
But
we held hands. And this evangelist said, Lord, show George you are real.
Oh, kaginunin tayo sila itong gabi yun, ha? Tumansin ang asawa? Oh, naingon na, naingon na. Simple na kayong ingon sa magwawali. Ginoo, pakita kang George o pagpaila ka niya na ikaw tinuod kayo.
I did not know what was going to happen next in my life.
Wala man siya mahibalog. Nagplano siya may tabusunod siya ang kinabuhi ito panahon.
Now remember the story I told you what happened 2 months before when I knew I was going to hell, right?
Nagdumanan niyo ko ito niyo siya nga doon kabulan ahaya pa siya mo sa impirno.
When that day was 2 months earlier, I was sitting before a TV watching all the garbage.
Nagtanaw-tanaw na si TV itong panahon na di ay. Mga sarili si TV nga, huwag mga hinungdang nagot gihapon.
And I would just let all the garbage come out into my home.
Oh, dahil iba ng pagpamalandong na niya nga, itugutan na niya ang mga dilimayong manggawas dito sa iyang
tangan. And that night as we were with this man and his family, I had told him everything about what had happened 2 months earlier. And how I was going to hell, but I wanted something better for my children. So, after we prayed that prayer, and agreed that God was going to make Himself real to us, little did I know, within a half hour after the people left, we put my children to bed, my wife and myself, and we went to our bedroom, and it was raining outside.
Dito sila sa gawa sa ilang lawak niya nakita niya matikta niya naguan mo na sa gawas.
This happened June
27, 1980. Naitabok ni June 27, 1980.
I'll never forget it.
Oh, dili gyud siya malimot niya nang panahon.
I went over to my window.
We had
roll up windows, you know, these blinds that roll up. And I went to pull the shade down, and a bolt of lightning struck our home. All the lights in our house went off, and I jumped. I said, oh my God, I jumped in fear of what had happened. I was so shaken, I was... And I looked out the window. to my neighbor's house, their lights were still on. I looked over to my neighbor's lights to my right, and they were still on. All my neighbors around me had light, but darkness was in my house. So I quickly called my father. I was 26 years old. He lived a few blocks from us. I said, "Dad, I think a lightning bolt hit my house." He said, "Go down and reset your electrical box. It's circuit breakers." He said, "But now you have to go around and make sure that that electricity that had hit your house did not come and blow out anything." So I went and checked our freezer. It was fine. Opened the refrigerator door. The light came on. I went over to the TV set that I used to sit and watch all the garbage. I pressed the button once. Nothing happened. I pressed the button twice. Nothing happened. I pressed it one more time. And nothing happened. But really, something happened. Do you know what happened? I never feared God as I did in that moment. I said, "God, you've made yourself real to me." I ran upstairs to my wife Sue, told her all what happened, and we said, "Let us get down on our knees and call upon God." And we called upon the Lord and asked Him to come into our life. For God to forgive our sins. And you know, nobody needed to tell us anything. We went into the room to my six-year-old daughter. And we said, "God, we want to commit our daughter into your hands." We went into our son's room. He was 6 months old. We said, "Lord, we commit our son into your hands." And brethren, as God is my witness, from that moment on, and for the next 32 years, our lives were completely changed. God came to us and washed our sins. And the life that is in the blood of Jesus quickened our soul. Brother jokes, we were so happy to have the blood and not even knowing the power of what it was doing in our lives. You see, brethren, and everyone that's hearing right now, God wants to live inside of you. But He cannot live inside of you if you have sin in your life and if you have not repented for your sin. And that's just the beginning. because He not only wants to bring the blood to give you the forgiveness of sins, He wants to give you the Holy Spirit so you can enter into the kingdom of God. Now remember, in the book of John, chapter 3, it says, truly, truly, you must be born again just to even see the kingdom of God. But He said, you must also be born of water and of spirit to enter into His kingdom. Hallelujah. There is a great fallacy in the church today, what the reason why God gave the Holy Spirit. Some use the Holy Spirit for their own purposes, or think that they do, for the manifestation of speaking in tongues or the gifts of the Spirit. But do you know why God gives the Holy Spirit to those who are born again? It's so simple. It's to make you holy. Remember now, if we are the children of God, then we want to be like who created us. So if God called me to His kingdom, I should want to have His nature and His character. I need to be like Jesus. We sing that song. Do you have that song where you're saying, to be like Jesus, all I want is to be like Him? Well, I think you sing certain songs when you praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Huh? All right, we were singing the song this morning. What was that song as we began to worship the Lord? When I look into your holiness. When I gaze. Yeah, but the song says, when I look into your holiness. You see, when we desire that, that's not coming from us. It's coming from what God placed inside of you.
Amen.
He wants you to be holy more than you want to be holy. When you begin to yield your heart to God, and even in praise or in prayer, you're opening your heart up to God. It's not a figment of your imagination. It's not something you make up. It's God the Almighty coming to you, coming to me. And as we open up to God, He's coming to us to cleanse us, first of all. It's just not to make us feel good. It should cause us to say, oh God, and we bow our knee. That His Spirit can come and reveal God and all that God is into our inward parts. This is what makes you a son of God when you receive His blood, the forgiveness of sins. And as you walk with God, you desire Him more.
Aleluya.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can't outgive God. You can't outgive God. The Bible teaches that whatever spirit we submit ourselves to, that spirit we become servant to obey. Now, brethren, if you're hearing what I'm saying this morning, and you have a desire for God, it's not just God just coming to you. It's God coming to you to make you to be like Him. To have His mind. To have His mind. To have His desires. How many of you are sick of serving sin? Sick. You know, it's enough to make you vomit. Have you ever gotten that way? Have you ever gotten that way? Have you ever gotten that way? Where you realize sin is so much upon you that you have to cry out and say, God, deliver me. Hallelujah. God wants to deliver each one of us from sin. Whether you're born again or not. Because Christians do sin, you know. That's why He made each one of us a free will agent to choose whom we're going to serve. Now I want to share a little bit about this word discern. As it says, to discern is to know the difference between good and evil, the holy and the profane, so that you can choose between the difference. How many of you here want God?
Wait.
Before you do it, take your hands down. Everybody take your hands down. I want everybody to close their eyes. Everybody, just close your eyes. Everybody here. Now, I'm going to ask a question and think about it. How much do I want God? All right. If you keep your eyes closed, if you want God, if you desire God more than anything else, I want you to keep your eyes closed, but raise your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, put your hands down. Now, you might not all have seen it, but I did. But it was almost everyone in this room is desiring God. I want to tell you another thing. God is desiring you more than even you are doing it at this moment. The Word says that God so loved the world, love you, that He gave His only begotten Son for you. Look out. I'm not saying us generally, but you, sister. He died for you. His sins. For you, sister. For you, sister. There's not as many men. And you, brother. You, sister. You. That's what He did for you. He's come to give you life. Hallelujah. And yet we so do not sense His presence as we should. Hallelujah.
Gihatag niya ang Bukto Anak mag-exonan alam sa kapasayuan sa itong mga sanat. Apang kita daw sa wala na itong hatag at ako ganito ng lupin na niya.
It's not man, it's not me, it's not these men that have come. We're not any different than you are. We had to come to a decision whether we would serve God or not. Do you feel something here in this room right now? It's the presence of God. More people are listening than at the beginning. It's go ahead. That means that God Himself is speaking to your heart, young lady. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to this young boy. I'll tell you another thing. My 6-year-old daughter, when we got saved, we started to meet Christians. From that day forward, we started to meet true Christians. And it was a wonderful experience to meet people that really love God. And one day we were coming into a meeting like this. And they had a little Bible school for children, sort of like what we did up here. And there was this woman who loved Jesus that was teaching the Bible school. As my 6-year-old daughter was in that class, the woman had a relationship with God that she could feel, she could sense in the spirit that God was touching her heart. So she went over and she asked my daughter if she wanted Jesus in her life. And she said, "Oh, yes, I do." And she was able to lead her to the Lord by asking her to forget, to confess her sins. A 6-year-old. And when she came out that day, she came over to us. And I didn't even know the woman. I didn't know her. And she says, "I want to tell you what your daughter did today." That was 5 weeks after we became born again when that lightning bolt hit our house. Now, do you remember what I asked? I didn't know I was asking God. But God heard my prayer. I said, "I want something better for my children." And I could spend an hour here right now telling you about her life. How she continued on and she was water baptized several months later. And how she's now serving the Lord. Has a godly husband. And loving God with all of her heart. And she's a precious woman of God. Not only if you would know her, you would know her character, her demeanor. That God's nature is working within her. You see, when we're just being born again, it's just the beginning. It's the beginning of a life that is endless in God. The next day, after I was born again, I went down to my workplace. I was so excited to tell people about what God did for me. It wasn't just getting to, it was a reality that had permeated my very soul. And from that point on, God began to teach me by His Spirit. And He began to bring to me godly men and women. And to lead me. Now, do you remember what I said? That we started to meet various Christians throughout our community. And they were people that were born again. But you know, not all Christians are of the same level of maturity. Some are happy just living in a church environment. But one day God sent some people to our door who I sense were different than other brethren that we had met. There was something that they wanted more than just a born-again experience. Because see, brethren, sometimes we can have a social union with one another. But our social union should not depend on personalities or likes or dislikes. Everything that you and I do should be according to the will of God. All I can tell you was, I wanted God. Nothing else mattered. So one day these brethren came to our home that I thought, these brethren are more serious than other brethren. They were studying the Word. It wasn't just a Sunday thing or a Wednesday night thing. It wasn't because they were wanting to make money from people. But they had something that I sensed was God. Well, lo and behold, one day I met another Christian and I was excited to tell them about these other Christians. And I said, I'm going to a Bible study tonight. We are discussing about this and this, and we were so excited. And he looked at me, and his face changed. And he took his finger and he started to do this to me. Be very careful of those brethren. They do not believe in the doctrines we believe in. I was sort of shocked. I was a new Christian. What am I to do? Here was a brother who was telling me, watch out for these brethren. But these brethren I met, something in my heart said it was right. It was the first time in months I was in turmoil. I no longer had the peace. What am I to do, God? Why would this brother tell something bad about those brethren? I said, what am I to do, God? And God says, go to those brethren. Ask them. Is what this man said against them true or not? So I went up and we were having this Bible study, and I said before the meeting began, I said, I need to ask some questions. This man is saying the things you are teaching are not true. They looked at me and they smiled. They opened up the Bible. And they began to show in the Word of God what they were teaching was true. At that very moment, brethren, I was totally set free of something that the devil did not want me to have a relationship with these brethren. But do you know how I got set free? I went to God. And I would not believe an evil report from them. But God said, go to them and ask them. Do you know what those brethren were to me? They were those that were sent of God to bring the truth to me in the Word of God. And if I did not obey God that day, I could still be in a denomination and I would have never grown in God the way that I have. You see, when we become born again, God gives you life. But He makes each one of us a free will agent to decide what do we want. Right, Brother Martin? All I can tell you, brethren, is that God will go before you if you want God. He will orchestrate every circumstance in your life to make you to be like Him. But you are given a responsibility like me to choose between good and evil. And evil doesn't come sometime with the word evil on it. That's why we need to know God. We got to know God so that when someone comes, we know whether they are sent of God or they're sent of the devil. And the devil will even use people you know to try to get you to do the will of the devil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm sharing this with you, brethren, because I believe God wants to touch you in your inward parts. I believe God wants to reveal Himself to you in a very special way. That He becomes the very life to you. Even as the children of Israel, when God brought them out of Egypt to bring them into the promised land. He wants to put His Spirit inside of you. He wants to teach you and to lead you and guide you into all truth. Hallelujah. How many of you desire that? How many of you desire the living God to deliver you and to lead you? Oh God, help us today. He's here, brethren. He's here. He's here. All we have to do is open our hearts to Him. I want to ask, first of all, if you're hearing what I'm sharing this morning, and you know that you need to be born again, and you are desiring God, He wants to make you born again today. Are there anyone here that wants to be born again? Is there anyone here? I see a few hands. I see a number of your hands. And what I'm saying born again is that you come to know Jesus Christ, not in your mind, but in your heart as your Savior and Lord. Keep your hands raised. Hallelujah. All right, there's a number of you. Now, when I'm asking, I see a lot of you. That means that you are saying you have never asked Christ to be in your life as your Savior and Lord. Okay, I would want you... Now, when we say I want to be born again, you have to make an open declaration that I want to come to Jesus.
You need to say it slowly.
All right, yes. Okay. Okay, I see your... So, this is meaning you that are raising your hands, you are realizing you need Jesus Christ.
Yes.
To come and to forgive you of your sins.
Yes.
And to receive Him in your heart by faith. I'm asking each and every one of you that feel that in your heart to come up here so we can pray together. All those that need to be born again so they can see the kingdom of God.
Take this off then, right?
I suppose you can. What time is it?
What's up? It's noon.
Oh gosh.
Do you wanna?
We also want to pray for other ones too. So.
Okay. Well, let's.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.